As we prepare to respond to the reading and teaching of the Word, I'd like to point out that our affirmation of faith is based on Acts 2, verses 22 through 32, which is the follow-on to the second reading that we had today. So friends, let us read together the affirmation of faith. Jesus of Nazareth was a man attested to by God with deeds of power, wonders and signs that God did through him among his people. He was handed over to his people as God knew would happen and was crucified and killed by the Romans. He died and was buried, laid in the tomb. But he was raised by God and was freed from death and made Lord over all people forevermore. Please join me in prayer as we prepare to give our tithes and offerings. Dear Heavenly Father, we do have, each of us have many gifts that we receive from you. Please, Lord, clear the way that we may use these gifts to your service. And please, Lord, take these gifts of tithes and offerings that we return back to you and use them in the furtherance of your kingdom here on earth and in the community of faith. For it is in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Would the deacons come forward?
Thank you. As we prepare to come to the table of the Lord, I would like to offer the opportunity for you to share any prayer requests that I have a large stack this morning. Beginning with a joy, Ariana and Tanner, Ariana Beach and Tanner are having a graduation birthday housewarming party at their apartment next Sunday from 3 to 8 p.m. It is an open house and all are welcome. Their apartment is in Milton, Kentucky, which is south of Carrollton. And please see Jennifer Beach if you need directions or would like the address. So we appreciate the invite, and we congratulate Ariana and on her moving forward in life. We continue prayers for Bud McDermott. He is recovering at home from pneumonia and, according to Marge, is making slow progress. So please keep Bud in your prayers. A big joy, Jordan Thomas, one of Becky's students, graduated from high school. More joy, Frank Kinzer, who is Bill and Becky's 9-year-old grandnephew, has asked to be baptized, and that is happening today. So congratulations to him. And we pray for Tony Velkley, who will have surgery tomorrow to relieve fluid on his lungs. And this is the father of another of Becky's students named Tristan. And he has recovered from his difficulties and made second honors at the end of the year. So congratulations to Tristan. We offer safe travels to Europe for Jessica Brown, Pam and Paul Miller, and Laura Ketron and their parties. They are all going different directions in Europe, and we pray for their safe travels. And with especially with all of the things that are going on in Europe, pray for their safety. We pray for the people who were part of the London Bridge attack last night as well. And we pray for Inky Hall, who is celebrating her birthday this week. And I saw Inky briefly this week, and she was on her way to the doctor to have a test for a heart arrhythmia. But she, other than that, she seemed to be doing okay. And I visited Nita this week, and Nita Clyer is much improved. If you have not seen her since this all began, she's like her old self. And she's going to continue at Emerald Trace for at least another week or so, and you know, but she is, she's doing much better. So if you can drop her a card or give her a call or stop by and visit her, I'm sure she would really love to see everybody. Are there any other prayer requests that we have? Yes, Dawn?
I want to thank everybody for the prayer that she's doing today.
Right.
She is doing much better.
Very good. Dan's dad, who has been hospitalized, was originally hospitalized with pneumonia and then developed sepsis, and it was touch and go for a few days, but he is slowly improving and has moved to a step down, and they has a good prognosis. So thank you all for your prayers, Dawn and Dan and their family. Thank you all for your prayers and concerns. Are there any other joys and concerns we need to share? Yes, Linda. Right, yes. Yes, safe trip for the Willises and the Sewers who are in the Smoky Mountains this week. Other prayer requests? Then let us come to the table of the Lord. Our table is a busy table this morning, but it's still the table of the Lord. And people come and participate in the joyful feast that we are about to take part in. They come from the east and the west, and the north and the south. They come walking, they come blown by the Spirit, they come running, sometimes they come dragging their feet. But people come because this is the joyful feast of our Jesus Christ, our Lord. This is the Lord's table. And everyone who trusts him and loves him is welcome. Let us pray. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and our greatest joy to give our thanks and praise, eternal God, creator and ruler of the universe. With the majesty of your hand, you shaped this world and all that is in it. By your Holy Spirit, you breathed life into human form and set us on earth to praise and to serve you. When we wandered from your ways, we were lost in sin's wilderness, but your truth burned in the hearts of the prophets who called your people to return to the path of righteousness. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son to be our deliverer. In every age, your Holy Spirit has led us in your ways. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with choirs of angels and with all the faithful of every time and place, who forever sing to the glory of your name. You are holy, O God of majesty, and blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. At his baptism by John, your Spirit came with gentle wings, settling on him with your blessing. In the wilderness of temptation, your Spirit stood by with power. In his life and ministry, your Spirit led him to serve the poor, proclaim freedom from sin's bondage, open eyes with faith's sight, and befriend the friendless and outcast. In all he did and said, he announced the coming of your saving might. By his death on the cross and rising from the tomb, he broke the power of death and led the way to eternal life. Ascended to rule from on high, Christ prays for us and promises the coming of peace and power. Remembering all your mighty and merciful acts, we take this bread and this wine from the gifts that you have given to us, and celebrate with joy the redemption won for us in Jesus Christ. Accept this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, as a living and holy offering of ourselves, that our lives may proclaim the one crucified and risen. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Gracious and loving God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless, may they be the body and blood, the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, unite us with the living Christ and with all who are baptized in his name, that we may be one in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be Christ's body in the world. Gracious and loving God, we pray for Ariana and Tanner as they move forward into a new phase of their life. We wish them well, Lord, and we pray for them as they continue to grow in their life and work together. We pray for Bud McDermott as he recovers from pneumonia. Please speed up his progress, Lord, that he may return to his life, that he may be healed, whole, and well once again. We pray a prayer of thanksgiving for Jordan Thomas, who has graduated from high school, and we thank you for Becky's gifts in helping him to do so. We pray for Frank Kinzer, Bill and Becky's grandnephew, who will be baptized today. And we join you in giving thanksgiving and praise for this happening. We pray for Tony Velkley, who will have surgery tomorrow to relieve fluid on his lungs. But we give thanks also for Troy's son, Tristan, who is another student of Becky's, who has made second honors at the end of the year after a difficult struggle. We pray safe travels to Europe for Jessica Brown, Pam and Paul Miller, and Laura Ketron and their parties. We pray for the Willis and Sewer clan who have traveled to the Smokies, and we pray safe travels for Jean Jennings as she travels back from her granddaughter's wedding. We pray for the victims of the attack on London Bridge, the attack that happened on London Bridge last night, and we pray for the city of London as it recovers from this attack. We pray for Inky Hall, who is celebrating her birthday this week. And we pray for Nita Clyer, who continues to improve at Emerald Trace. We pray for Claude Farwick, Dan's dad, who is improving from his illness. We thank you for modern medicine, Lord, that allows us to heal from what certainly would at one time have been fatal issues. And we pray for Dan and Dawn and Dan's family as they support Claude in his recovery. Now, in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Amen. By the fire of your Spirit, O God, forge us into one church, many and different people together in Christ's embrace. Set our hearts aflame with a love for the truth and a desire to do your will, that our witness to Christ may burn brightly in the lives of joyful discipleship. Keep us faithful in your service until Christ comes in final victory, when we shall feast with all your saints in the joy of your eternal realm. Through Christ, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. Friends, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the cup and he poured it out for them. He actually took the bread first. He took the bread and he broke it and passed it to them, saying, "Take and eat, for this is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." He then took the cup and he passed it to them, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me." Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. pray. Gracious and loving God, as we celebrate this day of Pentecost and we remember the rush of the violent wind and the flames that came upon each person present, may we too feel the wind and the flame of the Spirit in our hearts and in our minds as we remember that this meal brings us together as the body of Christ in the same way that the Spirit brought together the disciples. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn is Every Time I Feel the Spirit, number 315. As we go forth from this place, we offer thanks to Gustavo for playing for us today. And we appreciate your gift of music and the fact that you would come and share it with us. Thank you very much. And now as we go forth from this place, let us go forth to love and serve the Lord. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ go with us, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of us this day and forevermore. Amen.